the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the last segment. We're the Grillin' Guys, 107.3 WBBL. This is Randy, and I'm in the studio here with Barbecue Bob.
Happy Grillin' Day.
Hey, man, it's spring out there. We've had a very busy show today. We had lots of good recipes for you. You got that March basketball tournament going on. We've got a lot of things that are happening, but the thing that's exciting me the most is the snow's off my yard. The gray grass is showing through.
There's and the dog turds are showing up.
That's right. Yeah, I got that job to do, too. That's a honey-do list. Like I said, you know, it's her dog until that job comes, and then it certainly becomes my dog instantly.
He still loves you, Judy. Don't worry.
Yep, I do. But in this segment, we've got a little bit of stuff we need to wrap up from the show. We've got our Name the Pig contest still sending us stuff on Facebook. Emily, what have we got so far? What's the last one we received? It was kind of a good one.
Our Facebook friend Josh Sanders, he posted that he thinks the pig should be Little Miss Bacon.
Little Miss Bacon. Okay, that's a good one. And he also put something up for our tickets. We're giving away tickets to the Ultimate Sports Show, which is across the street at the DeVos place. And
it's a big event every year.
That's
right. If you've never been, you need to try it, because if you like hunting, fishing, anything to do with the outdoors, going in the woods and bringing home some meat for your grill, it's the place to go.
That's right. And what we've got a couple tickets that we're going to give away to that. They'll be at will call for the winner, but we ask everybody to call in with their March Madness appetizer recipes, and he gave us one, didn't he, Emily?
Yes, he did. Josh posted that he's going to be grilling up some black pepper venison tenderloin for the basketball weekend. That sounds pretty good.
Ooh, that's he's one of our best finalists. So you got a few minutes yet to post your response. I want to chat just a minute about some of the competitions coming up. We're working on one with a very famous establishment in Grand Rapids. I'm not going to say who it is. I'm going to tease it because we don't have it all put together yet, but one of our favorite microbrews is coming to town, and they're going to hook up with one of our favorite establishments, and we're going to put on, with the Grillin' Guys, a barbecue competition in Grand Rapids that's going to be the envy of the state. But there are some other ones that are already posted, and June 10th, you've got the 11th Sam's Club Barbecue Competition in Traverse City. The 17th and 18th of June, there's the Throwdown in Mount Morris. There is also one the 24th and 25th in Auburn Hills, July 15 and 16, annual Up Hog Wild in Kingsford, Michigan.
Now, Kingsford, that's the same Kingsford that does charcoal, isn't it?
Well, they used to, and that charcoal was a derivative. Henry Ford came up with the idea. The guy was a Michigan legend, obviously.
Uh-huh.
But he used to have all this wood left over from manufacturing, making the beds of the trucks out of wood. And
right.
He had all this wood. He'd burn it down, char it up, and make charcoal for people. So that's, I think, now in like in Tennessee or Kentucky or somewhere.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, that's the legendary
One of the
Kingsford.
origins of briquette charcoal, right?
It is.
Yeah, cool.
I think the way he used to do it was probably just selling charcoal. They didn't add a bunch of clay to it like they do now.
Right.
So August 26th and 7th, we've got the Monroe County Jam, the Raisin River Rib Off.
Hey, and don't skip the 22nd and 23rd of July, because that's when we're going to be involved with. That's the Taste of Grand Rapids and barbecue competition. It's right here in town. So
okay.
The Grillin' Guys will be all over that, and we're looking forward to getting involved with that as well.
But that's another station.
But you know what? They don't have the Grillin' Guys.
No, they don't.
So we're going to be there.
They've got Grill Envy.
That's right. We've created it.
Yeah. Our closing song today is going to be from Billy Craig, Kiss Your Cash Goodbye. Billy's closed a couple songs for us. He's living in Rochester, Michigan, or actually over by Troy, maybe. Friend of the show and an old friend of mine, a great country musician. Our man law segment we've got to do. And I think we should be...
Man law, Bob. What do you have for man law today?
No man shall ever read an instruction manual. And I'm guilty of this.
I am too. I hate instruction manuals.
No man shall ever read an instruction manual if the man does not know how to use the item. Trial and error shall be used until the correct function is determined.
That's right. Now, that works with VCRs. It also works with driving. You know, if you're going someplace and you got your buddies in the car, you know, you really don't want to, like, look at the, you know, a map. while you're driving down the road. Now, a lot of cars got GPSs these days, but it's still, it's a little bit of cheating. You just got to figure it out, right?
Yeah, I once put together one of these steel sheds from, like, Sears.
Right.
For a friend. I ended up with so many parts left over, it was crazy. I got the book out and go, oh. That's how it's supposed to look.
Well, but the cool part is there was a roof on it and his stuff stayed dry. So that's all it
mattered. Pretty much.
But speaking of wrapping things up, as you know, I've been involved with this Gilda's Club Laugh Fest that's in town. It's near and dear to my heart. I was fortunate enough to be on their committee to help them organize it. And this thing's been going on since last Thursday. We're wrapping up today and tomorrow.
You saw a show last night.
I did. We went and saw the Bob and Tom All-Stars, Comedy All-Stars. Cool. Saw six comics. Great time at the Grand Rapids Ford Fieldhouse. There's a couple things going on yet today and tomorrow that I'd like to mention just because they're a lot of fun. Great family time going on right now at the Grand Rapids Ford Fieldhouse. It's called Super Saturday Kids Time. Actually, a Michigan band, the Verve Pipe, is going to be playing at that starting at 10:15 and 11:30. So they've already had their first show, but 11:30 you could catch the second one. There's a magician for the kids. Mac King, the magician, is at St. Cecilia's Music Society. And then later on this afternoon, Shonda Pierce, which is a Christian comic. She's got a 2 o'clock and an 8 o'clock show tonight. That's at the Fountain Street Church. So a lot of cool things going on today. And tomorrow, well, there's one I really want to make sure everybody gets a chance to do. You know, Grand Rapids gets a rap as being a city that's dying. We've had, you know, the furniture industry is challenged. The auto industry is challenged. And those are big employers here in West Michigan. But what we're going to do tomorrow is at near the end of the festival at 3 o'clock, they're going to make the world's largest smile. And this is down on the Calder Plaza. They need 2,000 people to come down there and put together. You're going to get a commemorative placard of the event. And basically what we're going to do is we're going to create this big smile, which is the logo. And it's going to be an aerial shot taken of this. And this is going to make national news. So this Gilda's Club is a cancer support organization, not actually treatment, but dealing with the mental and the challenges that you have dealing with cancer, not from the medical side, but just from the family and the support area. Gilda's is a fantastic organization, something that has helped myself and my family throughout the years, and we're very lucky to support it.
That's excellent. We have a couple new sponsors. Frankenmuth?
Yeah, Frankenmuth Brewery. We were blessed with have the opportunity to go over and have some of their beers. They've got one that's called a Dunkel that's kind of unlike anything else I've had anywhere else. We're pretty fond of that here, so we're grateful to have them as a sponsor to our show.
Yeah, they were at the Winter Beer Fest, Joe Osberger, and he's a great guy. He's actually a financial planner. Bought this brewery, brought it back to life. They make phenomenal brews, and it's right in Frankenmuth, Michigan. So if you want a great day trip, cool town to go to.
Yep. They got a little tap room there, and they've got a little
serve
restaurant.
Serve excellent
that goes
food.
With it.
They have a right. World-class chef in there, and a cool place, good place to visit. Zager's Pool and Spa is another one of our sponsors, and they have a barbecue class coming up. So call any one of your Zager locations, talk to them, get on the schedule. I believe it's in May, and I believe Chris Marks is coming out to teach that class. I don't have the date written
down.
It's the 17th,
I
really
Bob.
Apologize.
Nope, it's the 17th. It's a Saturday, and we're going to go from 10 to 2. Chris is a championship griller. Chris has won 7 national championships throughout his career as a barbecuer. And if you get an opportunity to learn from Chris, boy, I tell you what, you're going to come away with some great information. The guy shares everything. He doesn't hold anything back, and he's just a great griller.
Yeah. So we're going to end the show now, and we're going to let Billy Craig wrap it up with his song called Kiss Your Cash Goodbye. And don't kiss all of it goodbye. Make sure you save a little for a nice chunk of meat and get out on your deck today. Thanks for listening to The Grilling Guys on 107.3. We'll see you next week.
You'll see, sir. Step aside for the customer, please. Unless you can afford to put your truck on the road, you might as well forget about carrying a load. I said, this is my job. I got to move some freight. Got to be in Orlando by a certain day. But I can't afford to fill up my tank. Oh, it's a bad dream or you're pulling a prank, because trees don't grow up to the sky. Gas prices do, and I'm asking why. Every time I turn my head, I'm quick to blink. The price is going up, and it really does stink. So you can kiss your cash goodbye. Mucho dinero has learned to fly. house and a family to feed, but I guess I'd rather drive. We don't need to eat. Who gives a hoot about my other bills? When I gotta hit the road, there's a tank to fill. My vacation's gone and my job is too far. Don't have another dime to put in my car, but I feel sorry for the people in the trucks. Those big oil companies, they don't give a hey. In their plush office and their fancy jets, smoking big fat cigars, laughing at us, yeah, saying life is good, life is great. When you're with big oil, you got it made in the shade.
So you can kiss your cash goodbye. Mucho dinero has learned to fly. The Jacksons and Hamiltons are going bye-bye. So you can kiss your cash goodbye. So you can kiss your cash goodbye. Mucho dinero has learned to fly. The Jacksons and Hamiltons are going.